this is the first of probably three podcasts, or maybe two, that I will do for Family Day Feud 6. I've been waiting for this for ages. It's Crossbody Pro Wrestling, who are my second favourite promotion last year. And I've had a look at how many matches is it that I've seen? One, two, three. Three matches, each of them stupendous. First match, they start with a real banger. This is a way to open things. Career match with Mike Flash as the ref, because it's Big Ben Ortmans, who's the main man, really, in Crossbody Pro Wrestling versus HHV. They know each other very well. They know each other so well. And Mike Flash was part of Tag Team Champions with HHV and Mr. Atlantis. So he's trying to keep order. And what he does is he gives them an awful lot of leniency, because we don't want this to end with a DQ. It is a career-ending match. And I can't really call it, because HHV could go to another territory and say, well, you know, I'm leaving, and not on a jet plane. Or it might be on a jet plane. It could be. Could go to a different area of Canada. It's a big place, isn't it? And, you know, start there again. And Big Ben has often said on social media, I think, you know, maybe that's it for me. So we shall see. But it's interesting. And they slap each other early on. They match each other early on. Flash allows them to fight. It's nice to see Mike again. Well done, Mr. Mike. Well done. There's a nasty driver from Ben for a two count. Big kick to the chest. HHV comes back with a super kick, not one, but two. So good, he did it twice. Then you get a Big Ben Enziguri, because he's not fazed by that. They're both down. This is great wrestling trope. A great wrestling trope. It's lovely. They're on the apron. Chops on the apron. They match each other. They collapse at the same time. Great wrestling trope. Love it. Now, Ben loves that buzzsaw kick, which is the kind of truncated kick to the side of the head. Because he's got those long levers, you see. And he hits that on the apron, then goes up to the top, but he's caught and arm dragged off for a long two count. Then HHV goes to under the ring, and he's got a pipe. He's got not a pipe he's going to smoke. I think I'll have a little bit of a... Yes, I think I'll just take a few moments. Glass of brandy. Nice pipe. Not like that. A metal pipe. But he takes it from under the ring, while Mike, his glasses fall off. And while he's fixing those, putting them back on, he gets that pipe. I thought it was really well done, actually. Fisherman neck breaker for a long two count. Can't use the pipe because Mr. Flash has seen it. Picks up the pipe. Then does smack him on the blind side of the ref. Mike, who sees it, upbraids him. Doesn't want to DQ him, because you don't want... And as Speedball Mike Bailey, he's here with Vader Scott, of course, says, don't want it to end like that. Want to give him more opportunity, because this is a career-ending situation for one of them. There is, though, a kick out from that. So it's not that... because it's a slow count, Mike doesn't want to count. So Big Ben gets the chance to kick out. Mike Flash then takes the pipe away from him. And Ben hits a float over to a tiger bomb, which is lovely. It's a kick out. Then there's a kick to a face and neck breaker for a 2.999 recurring. Then a knee and a buzzsaw kick for another 2.999. Surely HHV is done. He must be done. But no, he hits that neck breaker, which he loves so much. Two of them, in fact. So close to a pin. That was really recurring, I'll tell you that. Ben then hits a discus punch, knee to the back of the head, buzzsaw kick, tells him he hates him, picks up the package driver for the pin. HHV is done. What a great match. And he was given the opportunity to say goodbye to everyone at the end. They all hugged, by the way, all of them, which was lovely. And HHV loses. And I don't know whether I expected that or not, but I expected it to be a great match, and it was. This is rather good as well. KPK, Ahmed and Abu versus the Kauai Kids. This is quite nasty, because in a way, as Speedball and Vader are saying, Ahmed wasn't like this before he palled up with Abu in this tag team. He wasn't like it then, but now he is. They're quite nasty. So the Kauai Kids attack them immediately. There's the patty cake, and the patty cake slaps from the Kauai Kids, and the stamp on the foot, very nice. KPK have to go to the eyes. I think it was Abu. There's a neck breaker from him. Big Nilo Michinoku driver. He's got a lot of energy and a lot of nastiness in him tonight. The crowd are right into it, but eventually there's a KPK V-trigger for the pin. This was fast. This was furious. This was fabulous. Now, next, women's belt. It's owned by Crystal Moon at the moment. She's got to face Jody Threat, who's coming back. People are loving this too, because this action is fabulous. For instance, a moon slingshot spear, a basement bulldog, clotheslines from Jody Threat, big actually, double-handed chop on the outside from Moon. They fight in that they just batter each other. Moon then clears the front row, because she's got a move in mind, but Threat suplexes her onto the back of a chair. Quite nasty, that. Threat then gets knees to the back and a suplex for a long two count. She has to roll away from the stomp that she sees coming, but there's a moon springboard stomp on the back of the head, then a muscled-up powerbomb from Jody Threat, Michinoku driver from Threat for a long two count, and a spear. She's well on top at this time. I think maybe she's coming back, and maybe she'll win on her first night back. But Moon turns the tilt-a-whirl move that Threat was going to do into a face buster, straight into the submission for the tap. And Threat comes back in, holds up Moon's hand in victory. Moon smiles. And as Vader says, this is a whole new phase of Crystal Moon. It is. This is the face turn that we expected. What a great match. Three superb matches. And I cannot wait for the next one, which is a triple threat for the standard Matt Grant's Internet Championship. Can't wait to see that. You'll have to wait though, because so will I. But three stupendous matches. Well, Crossbody Pro Wrestling, what a premium live event. One of the best I have seen this year so far. And I'm not at all surprised. Ta-ta.